Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Oh, it absolutely is. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. What a disturbing week, huh? Is it getting better? Well, there has been an arrest. You know that by now, correct? 22-year-old guy from Utah, apparently left-wing gentleman who hated Charlie Kirk and what he believed in. Shocked, right? Anybody else just thinking, man, if only I had remembered to bring my shocked and surprised face. Doggone it, I left it in the drawer in the kitchen. Oh, all right, next time I head in there, I'll get it. It is clear, again, that the conspiracy wackos are exactly that. I cannot tell you how disgusted I was with so many of these moronic conspiracy wackos. Now, this was clearly a professional hit. You had to be a CIA operative. Dude, have you ever been on a range? That was 200 yards, Jeff. It's impossible. Really? Talk to all of the guys who go hunting. Right? I mean, seriously, you go hunting, you're taking shots from 200 yards. You went through the basic course for any military branch. You shot rifles from 200 yards strictly with the steel scope on your rifle, right? You had steel sights. You didn't even have a scope. So this degenerate, well, all right, alleged degenerate murderer had a scope, had everything else, blah, blah, blah. Specialized training, Jeff. Clearly, he must have been on a sniper team. No. Just someone else who decided in the year 2025 that having a different point of view politically made you eligible for murder. Let me tell you something. That's a hell of a lot more concerning than a professional hitman. Maybe that's why some people were saying, oh, hey, this must be a guy who was with the CIA or something. No. Maybe it's just easier that way. I don't know. I don't know. I do know that there are a lot of lives that are being changed in big ways as a result of this. And I'm not going to share with you how mine is, but you can take my word on it. Mine is. Here's the other part of this, and I don't know, do you need to know the alleged murderer's name, or am I okay not sharing it with you? I feel totally okay not sharing it with you. I mean, if you want to know, it's in all the news accounts, and you go find it if you want. I just don't think I'm going to bother. I will, however, share some names from Chesterfield County that should also terrify you, thinking that these are people who are responsible for the education of your children. Earlier today, I was sent some screenshots of an Instagram account, which allegedly belongs to Dot Heffron, the elected, is it Clover Hill? I think it's Clover Hill district down there in Chesterfield on the school board. And what it says is just disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. And you would like to think that people who are involved in the education of your children would know better than to celebrate the murder of somebody who has kids, right? Call me old-fashioned, but I remember when we used to be okay with shooting Nazis. Wow. I again have to ask, if you posted that, had you ever actually listened to anything that Charlie Kirk said? You are free to disagree. I will passionately defend your right to speak freely. I probably will devote more time to defending your right to speak freely when what you're saying stands in stark contrast to what I am saying or what I believe. But I also have this belief that you've got to base your comments in fact. You actually have to know what the hell you're talking about. And if we have the same goal, well, we just want to make the world better. We want kids to get a better education, want people to be happier and this and that and blah. Okay, fine. But we got a different way of doing it. That is exactly how this country worked for a long time. Many of us, I think, would like it to continue working in exactly that way. What I find so concerning about this Dot Heffron post, and I will remind you that she is a big time Chesterfield County Democrat, big supporter of Abigail Spamberger. Oh, which raises the question, where is Abigail Spamberger? Why is she not condemning her supporters who are celebrating the murder of Charlie Kirk? Oh, Abigail, anywhere? Any comments at all? How about Ghazala Hashmi? Does she have to send out a personal private email invitation to bring people into a room and close the doors and pull the window shades down and then say something about this? Jay Jones? Where are they? I haven't heard anything. You know, I read this thing with this Dot Heffron, and I started thinking to myself, wait a minute, why is that name so familiar? And then I realized she was on this program. What was it, Jeremy? 2 months ago, maybe? Because she is the director of women's philanthropy for the Jewish Community Federation of Richmond. And I again, just absolutely disgusted. Was I aware she was a left-wing Democrat when I had her on the show? You betcha. And I'd like to think that I was a gentleman and polite and professional and provided her an opportunity to talk about the important philanthropic work. And we were able to not discuss politics. I thought it went rather well, to tell you the truth. And so we, as you just heard Charles Pyle report, Charles has been trying to get some sort of comment from her But I guess as of yet has not received any response. A little over a month ago. That's right, Jerm. 6 weeks ago, something like that. Call me old-fashioned, but I remember when we used to be okay with shooting Nazis. What is also very insulting about this, in addition to celebrating the murder of a 31-year-old young man with two babies at home, is the idea that you have labeled him as a Nazi. Now, I would have thought, sitting here as a Jewish guy who is active in the Jewish community, who has interacted with the Federation for years, that somebody who used the term Nazi within the Jewish community would actually know what the hell a Nazi is and would understand what Nazis have done. But apparently I was wrong. Here's what my sincere hope is. My sincere hope is that Dot Heffron gets back to us and says, hey, I saw it too, and somebody set up a phony account. That is not me. My God, I condemn that. Let me condemn it right there on your program so that everybody knows. I would love to give her that opportunity. Fingers are crossed. Chesterfield County, again, having to deal with the calls for the Dean of Students for the Chesterfield County Public Schools, Alana Hartman Hall, who also online celebrating the murder of Charlie Kirk. Her quote, when you promote violence and advocate for a percentage of teachers and students to be sacrificed to school shootings, you reap what you sow. Well, once again, anybody who had paid attention to Charlie Kirk, anybody who had actually listened to him would know that is not what he said. It's really not even close to what he said. Here's what my basic belief is, and I think it comes into play here. Everybody ought to just try and be a damn decent human being at some point. I don't think that's asking a lot. And you are more than welcome to hate Charlie Kirk as much as you want. You, in fact, can tell me that you disagree with every single thing that he has ever said. And once again, I will defend your right to say that. But when you are reveling in the murder of a young man, you are celebrating the murder of a 31-year-old man with two little babies at home, then you are a sick, twisted, bottom-feeding slug. You are an awful excuse for a human being if you were doing that. There are plenty of people I don't like, politically. I'm here to tell you, I don't care how much I disagree with you. I don't care how much, maybe on a personal basis, I dislike you. Under no circumstances would I, as a decent human being, ever think it would be okay to celebrate your death, let alone your murder. Let alone a murder that has now been viewed millions of times. So I have the challenge out there to the Democrat member of the Chesterfield County School Board, Dot Heffron, who we are being told posted these things. I have the images up. Charles Pyle in our newsroom is doing everything he can to get a comment from her. If she would like to reach out to us, I will be happy to have her on this program to explain exactly what these are. And I do hope she can say, man, that wasn't me. I don't know what the heck happened, Jeff. I'm not really a tech boy. Whatever it is. Okay. I hope that's the case. But if you really wrote that and you really posted that and you really believe that, you're a disgrace. And you should resign from the Chesterfield County School Board. And frankly, I don't think you should have, I don't think you should be employed over at the Federation if that's exactly what you're saying. I really don't. I really don't. All right, coming up at 3:35, Bill O'Reilly is going to be with us. You know, it's such interesting time, and he's got a new book out. It's called Confronting Evil, and I'm thinking, man, oh, man, we are now confronting evil up close and personal every day, aren't we? It is 3:16, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. At 3:21, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Crazy week, I know. Difficult week, for sure. There are funeral arrangements coming together for Charlie Kirk. If you have not heard the air traffic controller, I do have that posted on Facebook. Jerm, maybe you want to grab that from my Facebook page, and we'll share that a little bit later. It's just crazy. Well, it is. All of this is just crazy, is it not? But you hear the air traffic controller in Phoenix welcoming Charlie home, and we'll get that if you don't want to wait for Jeremy to snatch it from my Facebook page. Go to my Facebook page and go listen to it over there. You can also see the arrival of Air Force Two at Sky Harbor. 804 says, Jeff, please do not speak the name of the shooter in Utah. These people want publicity, and others like him will be encouraged if the shooter's name is ever mentioned in public. Let all these criminals have no public recognition. That's Burke. As it is now, Burke, I don't feel compelled to share this this guy's name. So I haven't thus far. I'm hoping that I'll stick to that, okay? Let's see. Hey, Jeff, these are the people that ride around with all those coexist stickers on their cars. You're right. Yeah. All the good upstanding left-wingers coexist. All the right boxes are checked. And then they're turning around and celebrating the cold-blooded murder of a young man whose life was ahead of him and had two little girls at home. What, a year old and 2 or 3 years old? I mean, they're babies. 804 felt compelled to say, I don't like Jeff Katz, misspelled. Well, 804, don't really care, but thanks. If you would like to shoot me a text, you can always do that on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You let me know what should happen with the folks in positions of leadership and public employment down there at the Chesterfield County Public Schools. This is outrageous that it is going on as we speak. We will see, I suppose, if anything is done. Try and find out what all the details are. And it's happening throughout the country. I do have a lot of those posted on Facebook as well. Hey, coming up at 3:35, the best of the best, Bill O'Reilly. 3:25, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. .335, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. It is it's a beautiful day weather-wise. It's a very difficult day for many of us. And I must tell you, I again am asking the leadership in Chesterfield County, what are you going to do? You have the dean of students inside the Chesterfield County Public Schools celebrating the murder of Charlie Kirk. You have Dot Heffron, we're told, who, as you know, is the Democrat member on the Chesterfield County Board of Education representing the Clover Hill District, also celebrating the murder of Charlie Kirk. She says, I remember the days when we used to be okay with shooting Nazis. It's just absolutely appalling and disgusting and vile, and I would like to know what's going to be done. Will the Board of Education call on Ms. Heffron to step down? Will the Jewish Federation of Richmond say that you're probably not the right person to be heading up our women's philanthropy section? I keep telling you what I'm hoping. I'm hoping she reaches out to me and says, Jeff, man, somebody stole my account. That's not me. I would never say that. I condemn it. Let me jump on and fix it. I'm still waiting. Now, Bill O'Reilly is somebody who has never, ever, ever, ever hesitated to tell the truth a real honest-to-goodness reporter with a backbone of steel, and I'm always so happy that he takes time to join us. Bill, thank you for being here.
Jeff, you're doing the right thing. I think the governor should get involved, too. And you should make it a cause, because evil has got to be confronted.
Yeah.
So, as you know, this is the premiere week of my book, Confronting Evil.
Yep.
And it's on the rise here in America and around the world. And I make a very vivid case that that will continue until good people say enough. That's the word, enough. And you got to keep the pressure on in your own communities to stop this madness.
This is the most disturbing thing for most of us, Bill, because I'm looking at the cover. I've got it on social media, the brand new book, Confronting Evil, and you've got Hitler and Osama bin Laden and Vladimir Putin and Mao Zedong. And it's like, well, yeah, sure, those are all people in those other countries. But, man, we got it right here. We saw it just a day or two ago with Charlie Kirk. This evil is everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I did an interview earlier this week, and the person said to me, you know, the release of the book, and then one day later, you have Putin lobbing missiles into Poland, an incredibly dangerous situation. Yeah. And then a few hours after that, you've got Charlie Kirk assassinated. He said the timing of the release of Confronting Your Evil, your book, is haunting.
Yeah.
And it is. And I conceived of this book a year ago, and it takes a year to write and research books. But I did it because I saw in American society in particular, but the world, a rise in evil that we last saw at this level in the 1930s with the fascist dictatorships in Europe and in Japan. Mm-hmm. The result of that was 100 million people killed during World War II. Right. Now, we're not at that level, but certainly a man like Putin, who has a nuclear weapon, could get us there in a hurry.
Right.
And in the United States, I mean, how much more do you need to see? You know, a young woman on a bus in Charlotte, killed by this guy for no reason. That's just pure evil. Yeah, the guy's mentally ill, but that doesn't mean that evil isn't present. And now this assassination of Charlie Kirk.
Bill O'Reilly is joining us. Brand new book, and the timing on it is, frankly, it's chilling. It is called Confronting Evil, Addressing the Worst of the Worst. It is like all of your books, Bill, in my opinion, a must read. It's well written. It's well researched. But I do have to tell you, knowing that you were going to be on today, and I had read the book, I think I got it 2 or 3 weeks ago, the advance copy, and it just sent a chill up my spine thinking about how spot on it is. What was it that you saw a year ago? Was it just Putin that said, hey, look, this evil's on the rise, or were there these other pieces inside the United States that also pulled you into writing it?
Well, I did see Putin, and I was with President Trump last night at his request at Yankee Stadium for the 9/11 game between the Yanks and the Tigers, and we did talk about Putin. But I saw it early, and I flagged him to it. I saw a deterioration in Putin. He's not the same man that Trump dealt with in his first term.
Right.
And that always happens, Jeff, when an evil person gets power, gets the ability to hurt other people, it always gets worse. It never gets better. But what I saw in America that really disturbed me was this trend not to punish violent criminals.
Yep.
And here in New York, I made a statement earlier this week that got a lot of controversy. I said, if you vote for Mandani as mayor, that is an act of evil. You may not be an evil person, but you're committing an act of evil by voting for the man, because the man has told you he doesn't want to incarcerate criminals, convicted criminals.
Right.
He wants to let them out on the street.
Yeah.
He believes the police department's racist. He wants to cut $1 billion from its budget. Well, what do you think's going to happen? The bodies are going to pile up. The rapes are going to pile up. The assaults are going to pile up. You are voting for that? That's what you want, then you're in the evil category on that vote.
I have to ask how we have gotten to a point where otherwise decent people are, in fact, supporting evil. And I am so loath to say it's Republican, Democrat, you know, it's your team jersey or my team jersey, because there was a time you grew up this way. I grew up in Philadelphia. Bill, I didn't meet a flipping Republican until I was 25 years old. I didn't even know what a Republican was. Everybody was a Democrat. Everybody took a lunchbox to work for the most part. We were cops and firefighters, and we loved the country, and we said you can't go out and commit crime. And now that party that I was raised in, gosh, at the highest levels, embraces evil. I just don't get it.
Yeah, it was the opposite in the 1930s. It was the right wing that embraced evil and that caused all the trouble. Now it's the left wing,
yeah,
the extremists. And look, you can spend months analyzing people and their point of view, but there are a couple of things that have happened in America. Number one, the media has embraced hatred. Mm-hmm. MSNBC is the best example.
Yep.
So an hour after Charlie Kirk was shot, they had a guy go on and go, yeah, it might have been his fault because he said stuff that people didn't like. The guy's name is Matthew Dowd. He was fired. He had to be fired.
Right.
And he apologized. Okay. But is anybody surprised that he said that on MSNBC?
Nope.
Is anybody surprised?
Nothing.
They spew violent hatred every day. And when you're in an environment like that and you don't have a religious base, because theology and religion in America has declined dramatically, as it has in Western Europe,
yep,
you don't have a basis of right and wrong any longer. You don't believe in anything.
That's right.
And it's easy to look away, and you add to that the cell phones and computers, and people can create their own bubbles. And if you're an evil person, you can contact other people with a click of a thumb.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be hard for the evildoers to get together. So the Klan had to wear masks and meet at midnight and all that. Now all you got to do is turn on your computer. You can meet Klan guys.
Yeah.
So it's almost a confluence of evil.
Yeah.
And then it just creeps and creeps and creeps. And the far-left progressive movement absolutely is so far out there in the sense of what justice really is,
mm-hmm,
that evil has been allowed to get into very high positions in this country, elected positions.
Mm.
I mean, we've got Bragg here, the DA in Manhattan. He won't prosecute anything. Krasner in Philadelphia. On and on and on. Look at Pritzker.
Yes.
And the governor of Illinois is offered a blanket of protection for poor black people being slaughtered in the street, and he calls the man who's offering the protection a fascist, Hitler?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. This is way off the chart. And I saw it early, and then I decided to write about it.
Bill O'Reilly is joining us. Couple of reminders. Number one, BillO'Reilly.com is someplace you ought to be checking out on a regular basis. BillO'Reilly.com. There's a lot of free content. There's even better content when you're a premium member. There's no spin news. Ought to be something you are availing yourself of on a not just a daily basis, but a regular basis. I want it daily. I want you to go back and look at it again because there's a lot that you are going to learn. Bill, when we do take a look at this manifestation of evil, again, well laid out, not surprisingly, in your latest book, Confronting Evil. When we see it now in practice, again, you're smarter than I am, so I just have to ask you, those people who are advocating for it now, the far left wingers, do they think that they are then the last to be slaughtered, or are they getting ready to frog march the rest of us into the square and hang us for thought crimes because we dare to disagree? Where exactly are we at this point in time?
Well, they think we're evil.
Yeah.
So the assassin of Charlie Kirk thought Kirk was evil. Mm. And that's a mental illness in the sense that if you are a liberal American, I don't think you're evil.
Right.
Because you're liberal,
yep.
That's crazy.
That's right.
But if you vote for someone who's putting you and everybody else in danger,
yep,
then you got a problem with me.
Yep.
Now, there are loons on the right, too, obviously.
Sure. Of course.
Yeah, but they don't have the power in this point in history,
yeah,
that the progressive left has. The left has the media, yep, and it has an enormous amount of money being donated by just the furthest elements,
yes,
of communism, socialism, no punishment for miscreants based on skin color.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every misguided tenet in the world, you got billions of dollars pushing it now. That's right. New.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what's happening.
And did you point out, it's the platforms that deliver this content. It is easy enough to click once or twice, and now I am enmeshed in a collection of crazy people who are determined to eliminate anybody with whom they disagree. It begs the question, are there folks left who truly are classic liberals who will say, no, I totally disagree with
you,
Mr. O'Reilly?
Yeah, sure. I mean, look, the left in America is divided now between the extreme and the traditional.
Right.
And the traditional, I don't believe, sanctions the extreme, but the traditional left isn't voting against it. They're afraid to raise their voices. So the squad in the Congress of the United States, these are fanatical progressives.
Yeah.
You don't get a lot of mainstream progressives criticizing them. You got one, Nancy Pelosi, which was shocking when she did it to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yep.
But then Pelosi got slapped down real fast.
Yep.
A lot of it's peer pressure. But a lot of it is apathy that so many millions of Americans have turned away from judging what is good and what is bad for this country.
Yeah.
Now, this is the only silver lining of the Charlie Kirk situation. That assassination has focused almost everybody onto this evil. Whereas they were looking away, looking away, looking away. I'll submit to you, they don't know how evil Putin is.
Right.
They don't know.
That's right.
I mean, after you read my book, you'll know.
Yeah.
But they don't know now.
That's right.
Because they lived in a bubble. They create this world. I'll watch football all day long.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do whatever pursuit I want on my little smartphone.
That's right.
I'll go on TikTok or whatever it is. This is where I'm going to be, and I don't want any intrusion. I don't want to know about real life. Now, those people this week have been forced to see the growing evil in this country. And I think that might be the beginning of a tide turn.
Well, certainly from your lips to God's ears, and you are spot on that as we have drifted from faith again, right and wrong doesn't have any grounding. There's no meaning to it. Everything is fungible and subject to your own interpretation. It was part of the brilliance, I would assert, of Charlie Kirk, who at this young age, again, I mean, I look at him and go, you know, he's a kid, or was a kid, you know, 31 years of age, man. I got sweatshirts older than that. But he understood how to get a message out to a younger generation. He had tremendous politeness and grace as he sat there answering questions, engaging in reasonable, sensible debate, which is where we ought to be. But again, with this rise of evil, and not just the rise, but the empowerment and embrace of evil, we are where we are. Confronting evil is again, a must-read. Bill, I always want you to remind people. I tell people about BillO'Reilly.com all the time. I tell them about No Spin News all the time. But I want them to hear it right from Bill O'Reilly. Remind them, please.
Well, you know, you got to make a decision now. You can't trust the network news. That's over the cliff.
Yep.
Cable news going down a drain fast. These corporations are telling people what to say.
Yes.
So if you really want independent, fact-based news, you go to BillO'Reilly.com. Now, we don't expect everybody to agree with everything we say.
Right.
But we want you to consider it. And we want you to consider it based upon reality. Not some phony stuff that you might hear on social media that's not true.
Yes.
And let me just give you one parting shot, Jeff, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
The evil that we saw with Charlie Kirk now centers on his own family.
Yeah.
1 and 3-year-old children and his widow. Yeah. I mean, their lives are, you can't even imagine. But also on the shooter's family.
Yeah.
So evil has destroyed not only Kirk's family, and they'll come back, but never they'll never be the same. But the shooter's family, all of those people are done.
Yeah.
Because their family member decided to embrace evil and do this horrendous thing. That's how evil works.
Yeah.
It's not just one person. It spreads. And it just devastates countries, societies, families, whatever it may be. And that's why people need to understand what it is and try to mitigate it, like you're doing locally with this campaign to get these people out of positions of responsibility. You cannot have people like that teaching children or in any way shaping anybody's thought process.
Couldn't agree with you more. Bill, it is always a pleasure. We will have you back sooner rather than later, I hope. And, of course, we'll make sure that Confronting Evil is shared on all of our social media platforms. Anything by Bill O'Reilly immediately goes into the Jeff Katz book club on my website. And I just feel it's another must-read book. If we are going to defeat evil, we'd better understand it and step up to the plate and start with confronting evil. Bill, as always, thank you, my friend. Have a wonderful weekend.
Okay, Jeff, we really appreciate it. Thanks for having me in.
Thank you, sir. That is Bill O'Reilly. The latest book, Confronting Evil, you need to read it. Simple as that. You need to understand what it is that you and I truly are up against. 352, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 405, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yep, guess what? We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. Now, some things happen on Friday. You know this, right? Now, and you're thinking, well, Jeff, you normally share this with us at 3. I know, and I didn't do it, so shame on me. But I have to share a couple of things. On Friday, I wear red, R-E-D. Remember, everyone deployed. And generally speaking, I'll put on a red T-shirt if the laundry fairy has dropped by and put it in rotation, or even red shorts or what have you. Well, anyway, you know, I'm all dressed up like I'm doing TV or something. And so thankfully, and I do mean thankfully, my dear friend Emily Morrissey, Emily's Bracelets, emily'sbracelets.com down there in Midlothian, has saved me once again. Happens all the time with Emily. She's such an amazing young lady. We love Emily. What can I tell you? But I am today wearing red via a bracelet from Emily. Were it not for Emily, I'd be out of uniform, and then, you know, people would be upset. And but I'm not. I am able to pass inspection thanks to Emily. I want to let you know, Monday afternoon at 3:05, Tony Martin is going to be joining us. Tony Martin is the owner and operator of New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street in the West End. Why? Are we going to talk guns? Nope. Although we could. Are we going to talk firearms of any sort? Ammunition? Nope, nope. We're going to talk about Tony being threatened for daring to display a sign supporting Winsome Sears, John Reed, and Jason Miaras. People at this point on the left seem to feel that they have the right to tell anyone who doesn't agree with them politically that you need to go away. This is about as un-American as it possibly gets. I'll tell you something else that's bugging me, right? I keep hearing people tell me, you know, Jeff, it's on both sides. Well, here's the reality. It's not. That's the truth. Are there people on both sides who say stupid things? Absolutely. Are there even people on both sides who say things that are irresponsible or hateful or, well, yeah, that is true. But as I look at what's happening with actual calls to violence being answered, I don't see or hear or read from leading figures on the right that violence should be perpetrated on those people on the left who have a differing point of view. I don't see that. Is it out there? Well, if you think that it is, then by all means, you send it to me so that I can expose it, because I don't want that on my side if it is happening. But I take a look at who it is that had his life almost snuffed out twice, right? We got two assassination attempts on President Trump, both committed by people. Deranged people, for sure. Evil people, absolutely. Crazy people, probably. But on the left, and advocating leftist positions. We have Charlie Kirk, a 31-year-old young father, assassinated. Didn't even have a moment to wish his kids well or say, I love you, to his wife, right? Because, again, if you watch the video, and I know for many it's very difficult, it's very hard, and you probably don't want to see it, and that's fine. Believe me when I tell you, I'm not asking anybody to watch it. That's why I didn't share it on any social media. Because if you want to see it, it's out there. It seems to be readily available, and so if you want to see it, you see it. But I simply offer this as someone who knows a thing or two. As I watched that video, and again, Heidi was watching it with me, and I didn't mean to say it out loud. I did. When I saw it, I was, oh, he's dead. And she said, well, you don't have, well, how? Why? You know, I mean, it doesn't look good. She said, well, look, here's new, you know, the news stories. He's taken to the hospital. He's in critical condition. I said, not a chance. There's not a chance. You don't survive something. In fact, I would say again, right? He was dead before he hit the ground. I mention that because many of us who know one or two things about what happens when this part of your body is impacted, right? You look at that shot and you say, okay, well, human body has somewhere between 8 and 12 pints of blood. You see the blood pouring out of that poor guy. It's got to be 2 quarts that hit the ground before he hits the ground. And you say, yeah, you can't, right? I mean, can't put a tourniquet on a neck. Even if you could find the carotid artery or the jugular vein, I think it probably hit both looking at the blood loss. But either way, let's say it only hit one. What are you going to do? You're going to find it and somehow you're going to, what, put a finger in there, squeeze it off? It just, the answer is no. The answer is no. So some of us, not me, in fact, I haven't talked about that. The only thing I talked about was the crazy people who were claiming that the 200-yard shot with apparently a pretty good quality scope somehow had to have been committed by a CIA operative or a military sniper or blah, blah, blah. It's like, ah, dude. And then you've got some of the Jew haters who have popped up saying, oh, well, this is clearly Mossad. Israel must have done this. Why would Israel do it? First of all, Charlie Kirk was one of the most passionate supporters of Israel I've ever seen. You've got to remember, Kirk was a devoted Christian. He loves my people. He loved my people. He supported Israel any possible way that he could. So that was just moronic. But again, motivated by hate. Right? People who hate the Jews decided the Jews somehow did this. And I don't want to have those people labeled as being on the right, because I don't think they're on the right. I don't think they're conservative in any way. I think they're idiots. They're knuckle-dragging anti-Semitic slugs. But I digress. But there are those on the left who are complaining now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That Charlie Kirk's death was instantaneous. They are sad that he did not live long enough to suffer. I saw this on social media. I thought, you know, we really have crossed the Rubicon. This is now where crazy is in control and evil crazy seems to be taking the lead as they're coming around the third corner here. So we got to be aware of this stuff. And we got to be aware of it locally, which is, again, why I am asking. What will the Chesterfield County Public Schools do about the dean of students who, according to reports, posted a celebratory comment about the murder of Charlie Kirk? I don't live in Chesterfield, but I'll tell you right now, I don't want somebody like that teaching my kids. I don't want somebody like that anywhere near my kids. Which brings us to the question of Dot Heffron. We are told today, and Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears has addressed this, saying that Dot Heffron, who is an elected member of the Chesterfield County Board of Education, she is an elected Democrat. In fact, she's a big-time Chesterfield County Democrat. She's one of the leaders of the Chesterfield County Democrat. She's one of the most vocal supporters and campaigners for Abigail Spamberger. Did she really share on her Instagram feed a positive reaction to the murder of Charlie Kirk? Quote, call me old-fashioned, but I remember when we used to be okay with shooting Nazis. How despicable is that? First of all, that anybody would claim that Charlie Kirk was a Nazi would demonstrate their ignorance and their hatred. And then you want to celebrate his murder? So what happens? Can an elected member of any board anywhere be removed by the governor or the attorney general? Or I don't know. Will Abigail Spamberger stand up and renounce her supporters' comments? I again hope fervently that Dot Heffron will reach out to us and say, just so you know, it really wasn't me. I don't know how it got on my page, but it wasn't me. Because if she says that, I will be more than happy to share it, and I will be somewhat relieved, even though she and I will disagree on every single political issue there is. But if, in fact, these are her words, call me old-fashioned, but I remember when we used to be okay with shooting Nazis. I don't think she belongs on the Chesterfield County Board of Education. I think the Chesterfield County Democrat Party should have the courage to stand up and condemn her and get rid of her. I think Abigail Spamberger should say, I don't want your support. And I don't think somebody who is talking about another human being, the father of two small children, and his murder, and saying that he's a Nazi, I'm not quite so sure I want her involved with my Jewish Community Federation of Richmond. It's 416, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 422, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Coming up at 435, my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski, is going to be with us. We've got cars we're going to talk about. You always got cars we're going to talk about. What are we doing for our cars? How are we helping our cars? Are our cars whispering to us? My car doesn't whisper to me. It may shout every once in a while, blares its horn every once in a while. But Stan is really the car whisperer. He knows what's going on with your car, even sometimes when your car doesn't know what's going on with your car. But Stan, during the week, you know, will be found at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, or over at Arts Automotive Service, 1214 Athens Avenue in the Yellow Tavern section of Henrico. But Fridays at 4:35, he's right here, News Radio WRBA. Saturday morning, 8 a.m., the best weekend radio show anywhere, in the garage with Stan Andruski. So you do not want to miss the sneak peek. It's going to be great to chat with Stan this afternoon. I know there's so much going on. We've got John Reed joining us at 5:05, our Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. Monday at 3:05, my friend Tony Martin from New American Arms is going to be here. Tony Martin and the team at New American Arms right now are being threatened. They are being threatened by apparently leftists who are angry that they are displaying a campaign sign supporting Winsome Sears, John Reed, and Jason Biaras. So I spent a couple of hours over there at New American Arms today. And, you know, it's always interesting to be there. It's a great crew. They're my guys, if you will. But Tony and I had a very, very extensive conversation about this. And I said, would you do me a favor? Come on the air Monday at 3:05. Let's get to the bottom of it. So he will. It is 4:25. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 4:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Oh, it absolutely is. And we have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. We've got John Reed joining us just about a half hour from now. My friend John, who is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, still trying to figure out what's going on in terms of a possible debate with his Democrat opponent. Haven't heard anything about it, and I am curious to know what Abigail Spamberger and Ghazala Hashmi and Jay Jones have to say about some of these other folks who are just engaged in the most vile behavior, celebrating the murder of a young father. I haven't heard anything. And I am hoping that I will hear something, that somebody on the other side will say, hey, yeah, this is absolutely appalling. Absolutely appalling. Well, anyway, we will talk a little bit more about that Monday afternoon. Just a quick reminder, 3:05. Tony Martin is going to be with us. Tony's a friend. He's the owner and the operator of New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street in the West End. I was actually over there today for a couple of hours. Tony is being threatened because he has on his property, his private property, he has a sign supporting Winsome Sears, John Reed, and Jason Biaras. And he is being threatened now because of that. So when he told me that story today, I was in there for some other stuff. But when he told me that story, I said, man, I don't know what you're doing Monday, but Monday at 3:05, if you are available, I'd like to get you on the air to talk about it. So I'm very happy to say he's agreed and he will be here Monday at 3:05. Okay, so that's all the good housekeeping. And I have to tell you how thrilled I am to welcome in my my brother from another mother, Stan Andruski. During the week, of course, you find him at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, or over at Arts Automotive Service, 1214 Athens Avenue in the Yellow Tavern section of Henrico. Stan, good afternoon, sir.
Jeff Katz, good afternoon, and what a couple of weeks for me, for the nation, and just crazy. So I'll say this. I am a very big believer in family, and I will just say hold on to your loved ones like never before, because you'll never know where evil might try to take you out, or where this world will just call your final number. So you've always known me to be the type to realize when I tell you goodbye and I tell you I love you, I mean it. And I mean it because life is just so short and so precious that we ought to take advantage of every second we have. And so that being said, didn't mean to start off heavy. You and I both know that I also had a very big health scare over the last 2 weeks. I apologize for a couple of reruns, guys. I had a major issue with coronated arteries where they were basically clogged. Sorry, my heart ones, not the not the neck ones. And so through the grace of God, somehow with 190% blockage, they found it. Did not have a heart attack. They were able to fix it. And I walked out of there, and I felt fixed. And I couldn't remember, Tom, really, when I'd been to the hospital at all, but I never thought you'd walk in like it was a car shop and walk out fixed. But that's what they did. The doctor fixed me. It was Dr. Yasin over at Henrico Doctors Forest. He did an absolutely amazing job. It was a good chance the back one had been clogged up for many years. And so I just want to say on the show, we're going to get into cars in just a minute. That's where we're going tomorrow to get rid of some of this weight. We're going to have a good show tomorrow. It's going to be live. We're going to talk about cars in the fall and get our minds sort of back down home into fall is coming, and we have so much to be thankful for that with all of the evil in the world, we just don't want to miss it no matter what that evil is. We want to make sure we're not missing days worried about the evil, giving it any more strength than it needs. A lot of people talk about not discussing the names or saying the names of people who commit these types of crimes and things, but you know, the other thing is you don't give the evil any kind of credit either. Yeah. You don't let it take over every second of your life and watch the media and be afraid. You can't do that. And so I just want to say to all the people who knew, which was very few because it just came on, it was supposed to be exploratory and it turned into something a lot more. Please make sure, guys, that you're checking. My cholesterol was slightly elevated for 20 years, and it would go back and forth. My blood pressure was slightly elevated for about 3 years, and I just got blood pressure pill 2 years ago. Okay. So salt, sodium, all that stuff, all my blood tests look fine. You know, Jeff, I'm a pretty fit guy. So a lot of it's genetics, but you need to stay up to date. If your cholesterol is even borderline, I would just ask, don't fight it. Go in and talk to your doctor and get a plan. And if he doesn't give you one, talk to another doctor. It's just some people don't take a lot of it to have problems. So not to scare everybody on here, I'm going to be fine. I actually can breathe better than I can remember. Wow. I'm being quite honest with you. So thank you for the prayer, the love. The doctor said it was a miracle, the way my heart was formed, the way the upper valve chamber was, the arteries that came off, they didn't separate. They stayed together as two separate ones, and for that reason, the lower of the two top arteries could not clog. Only the top one was 90%, and the right coronated artery in the back of it was, I'm not doing any justice, whatever it's called, the back right one was actually 100%. So three stents later, I'm really excited about the opportunity for new life and breathing like I can and wonder what I can do physically down the road. And I'm also open to knowing the future holds a lot of bright things for this type of disease. And so I just want to tell Central Virginia, everybody who knew this, thank you guys so much. Wasn't really going to do it on the air, but I just want to let you all know that's why there have been a few reruns in a row here. And I just love you guys. The support is unlike I'd ever seen in my life. And I just want to say thank you, everybody.
Well, Stan, that is the first that anybody here knows about it. I certainly didn't share it with anybody. Didn't feel it was my place, although obviously I knew, and you and I were in contact throughout this. I think it's wonderful that here you are. I mean, you're Stan. I mean, no other way to describe it. You're just Stan, man. And here you are comparing it to the car shop. Now, I want to know, do they put one of those nifty stickers on your forehead so you know, oh, I got to go back every 3,000 heart pumps or something, you know?
Yeah, I don't get that, but I do have a lot of good follow-ups. I have a lot of stickers I took home with me, so to speak, for follow-ups. And, You know, so they have a really good plan. First 14 days are a big deal. This is seven. Today marks 7.5 days right now. Okay. Next 14 is just making sure that the stents take well. Okay. I am on a blood thinner, some other things, aspirin a day. But, you know, the biggest thing is it was completely unexpected. I had for about 2 weeks, believe it or not, I had a pretty burning pain in the top upper part of my chest and the back of my chest, in between my lungs. And it was only when I exerted myself. I walk around the rest of the day, I feel perfect. I exerted myself and hit there. That was the only sign, and I really didn't have the go that Stan normally has, you know. So it just felt different than anything ever has in my life, and that's the one thing I'll say. I'm glad I went to the ER Friday before last. I went to the one on 301. I've never been treated better, and they sent me for a stress test last week. I was supposed to go to D.C. That trip got canceled to the 17th, and for somehow they had an opening that morning. Thank God I went in, and then Friday they did the surgery. So, here I go, Dr. Forrest, just a big shout-out to them. Everybody over there did amazing, and just wanted to thank them. And then for cars, guys, we are into the fall.
Yeah.
And I cannot wait to talk about some of this tomorrow. I know we're running out of time, Jeff, but I cannot wait to get into the cars. Fall is a week away. That's sad. A week and 2 days.
I know. Oh, yeah. Well, let me say this, and I will say it in front of everybody. I don't think I have ever been happier to hear your voice and to be able to share your voice. I just think the world of you. I think you probably have picked up on that throughout the years, but I know as a guy who cares about you, that you give 110%, 110% of the time. So for you to actually acknowledge, hey, maybe I should listen to that crazy old Uncle Jeff who said, you should go to the doctor. Cut him out. Go to the doctor. Go let them take care of you.
You did, too. You advised me. You told me, you know, they're incredibly smart. They're called
right.
Heart doctors.
That's right. I reminded you, God made doctors really, really smart. So trust them. Trust him. He knows what he's doing.
Well, the support, though, of people that you love, like you just texted me, like literally play-by-play, how are you doing? You know, just, I'll be honest, this is something I've never been through, and I can't remember a time where I've been more afraid by myself. I'm not really a person who gets afraid of much, but when you leave your wife and you think it's going to be exploratory, and you walk into that operating room, and you see this table, and you're wide awake the whole time when they do stents, by the way, so you're seeing all of it. And so I'll just say, I was extremely alone, I literally forgot for about, I don't know, 10 seconds to tell God that I was fearful. And, I was on the table and I just told God, you know, I don't feel you. Where are you? And God didn't ever leave us. And, I said, please, you know, let me just, and I felt his presence immediately. And I just say, it's a blessing to be able to be in a place where you can let go of that and just not feel, immediately did not feel lonely anymore. And it was such an uplifting experience for me because we forget to call on him a lot of times, and he should be the first, not the last. So all of you guys who have kids like I did, going into this again, I had to remove Trevor from the shop. He was completely devastated. The college kids across this country were throwing up. They were upset, and he's a strong young man, and he's not the only one. And so I'm just going to say, I got on the phone and prayed with him and just, you know, and try to get his mind right and explain to him that we are not. You know, the governor did a really good job today. I'm going to be done in just a second. I just want to remind everybody out there, if I could just drop a little knowledge, we were never meant to take some of the things that we're seeing in this lifetime. I was never meant to go through my son's addiction issue, I was by myself. And you have to give that to somebody who knows how to handle it. It's not us. You have to have friends to help go through that. You have to have God to go through that. And so when I hand those things over, I told him the same thing. I said, Trevor, we're not meant to. You can pick up your phone and see 15,000 people die in a second. Like, we never programmed ever to know how to handle that. And you should not be watching it. And he regrets he watched the video. I don't recommend anybody. You're not missing anything except for complete horror and just, from what I understand, like something you don't want to see. So just keep in mind, we're not programmed to do that. Hand that stuff over to God and be there for your kids, because I promise you, there's a lot of people who probably haven't even thought about their kids who've gone to college. This man influenced a lot of people on both sides of the party. Mm-hmm. There are people who are on the right and left who are sad today, who love debating him, who just love the sport of debating and weren't ever thinking about killing somebody. So please look for your young ones. Have that conversation with them. Let's not be void right now and hang on a little tighter.
I love it. I love it. Well, listen, Stan, we love you. And looking forward, of course, to 8 a.m. tomorrow morning in the garage with Stan Andruski. And while you're over there hugging people at the Andruski household, you know, you hug all the usual suspects. Give Trevor a big hug as well, because we think the world of that young man. We'll be talking with you soon. That is Stan Andruski, my brother from another mother, and the host of the best weekend radio show anywhere, In the Garage with Stan Andruski, which airs tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. right here, 446 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 4:50, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. The weather? Well, the weather is the weather, right? I mean, it's going to be toasty. It's going to be cool. What are we looking at here? I just try to, we're back up kind of toasty over the next week or so. And then let's just say toasty. I'll leave it at that. Tomorrow, man, we're looking at clouds and sun, but a high of 81. And Sunday is looking okay. You know, sunshine, 81. That's nice. And as Stan pointed out, man, we're what, a week and a half away from the official start of fall. Kind of crazy, huh? We've got John Reed joining us at 5:05, the Republican Lieutenant Governor candidate. John is a subject of discussion. Well, big subject of discussion. Ghazala Hashmi, who has been hiding like nobody's business as they play in Where's Waldo with her, she had a, I guess technically she called it a press conference, but the press wasn't invited. Except for the couple of people who were invited, pre-screened, pre-cleared, put in a room, doors locked, shades drawn sort of thing. It's a little bizarre when you think about it. She won't show up for any debates. She won't talk about any issues. I'm waiting for her to condemn the Democrats who are celebrating the murder of Charlie Kirk. Haven't heard anything from her on that. Haven't heard anything from Abigail Spanberger on that either. As Democrats are celebrating the murder of this young man, 31 years old, leaves behind two little babies. How do you celebrate something? You're a sick, twisted individual if you're celebrating that. I'm just telling you right now, you're a vile excuse for a human being if you're celebrating that. Shame on you. Absolute shame on you. And I'll let John know, Monday afternoon at 3:05, my friend Tony Martin from New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street in the West End, is going to be with me. He, at his store, has a sign supporting Winsome Sears, John Reed, and Jason Meares, and now he's receiving threats as a result of having that sign posted. That is shameful right there. Let me ask you, Germ, I know we've got the sound from Phoenix Air Traffic Control. If you could pull that up, it doesn't run that long, but you know that the vice president and his wife accompanied the body of Charlie Kirk, as well as Charlie's widow. I don't know if Charlie's children were there. God only knows. But this is what it sounded like when Air Force Two landed at Sky Harbor in Phoenix.
Visual 26, South 1585 Phoenix Fan, wind 2409, runway 26, clear line.
Clear line 26, Southwest 1555.
Welcome home, Charlie. You didn't deserve it. May God bless your family.
Charlie Kirk touched millions of people, and despite the nonsense that's being pushed and pimped and perpetrated out there by leftists, the man was not a Nazi. The man didn't seem to hate anybody. All he wanted to do was chat and talk and discuss and debate. What I find really disturbing, funny in a very twisted way, are these self-serving Democrats right now saying, well, you know, now's the time for us to discuss things. Yeah, somebody killed the guy who wanted to discuss things. The guy who spent the last how many years going around discussing things, debating things. It's shameful. It's evil. Bill O'Reilly at 5:35 will discuss Charlie and our call to confront evil. It's 4:56, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Yep, we have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. A challenging week, to be sure. A difficult week for many of us.
I must confess that I went into this week thinking, well, I know we end on an up note, right? My buddy Bill O'Reilly is going to be with us. Been, I don't know, a couple of months, I think, since we've had O'Reilly here. And Jeremy, you should just make sure it's every couple of weeks. Let's get that back up and running now that we're getting into the fall. So I thought, well, you know, we'll get to Friday. That's good stuff. I got things I'm doing with the disability community. They're going to make me feel good. They're going to challenge me, help pave a road one way or another, right? We got some good stuff going on. Now we have September the 11th, the 24th anniversary of 9/11. That's going to be tough. We've done it every year now. And then I get a text from my friend PJ Morrissey saying, you've probably heard, but Charlie Kirk got shot. That's all he said. And I didn't know. I was in the middle of this meeting, and I thought an important meeting, doing some important work. I didn't have my phone on or anything, and here we are now. And one of the most disgusting parts of this is that there are leftists, there are Democrats celebrating the murder of this young man. I don't care how much you hated him. And you're free to hate him. I don't know why you would hate him, but okay, you hate him. That's fine. You hate what he says. You hate the fact he's speaking freely. That's dangerous. And then you're okay with his assassination? You're okay with his murder? That's just sick.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And you're a bad person if you are in that camp. Just going to tell you that. I can't tell you that enough. If, in fact, you have celebrated in any way the murder of this young man, the taking away of a dad to two little babies, a year old, and 2 or 3 years old, are you kidding me? Then you are a bad person, and you should hang your head in shame. And you should leave any board you're a member of. You shouldn't have a job. I don't want to go too far down that road. But all of that being said, look, we got early voting starting really, really soon here in our beloved Commonwealth.
And we either vote for freedom and liberty and those who are looking to uphold the Virginia way of life, or we don't. And John Reed, a dear friend as well as a former colleague here at WRVA, is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. And I am just always so happy to chat with John. John, good afternoon. Welcome. And thank you for making some time for us.
Well, great afternoon from the Isle of Wight County Fair. I'm about to go in and shake hands, and then I'm driving to Emporia, where my dad grew up, and I'm doing a big dinner. I think like 200 people in Emporia who are excited about the election coming up, so it's going to be a busy night. And then tomorrow, man, I am in the car. I think we've got six stops tomorrow, ending with the NASCAR race in Bristol. How about that? So we're all we're all over the place. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you what, people may or may not vote for you. They should, but, you know, there might be one or two that don't, but they cannot take away the fact that you really are the hardest working person in this campaign, as far as I'm concerned. You're everywhere.
Well, I'm trying to be everywhere, and I think Virginians have an expectation that minimally candidates go out and meet the public. I mean, you don't have to do what I've been doing, which is kind of nonstop. I admit, I am trying to make a point.
Yes.
That you got to work hard to get the job if you expect people to think that you're going to work hard in the job. And, you know, when I first started this, you and I talked about it at the radio station.
Yep.
You know, people thought it was a publicity stunt for WRVA. And I was like, it is not a publicity stunt. I am serious. I'm upset about the way things are going. I'm worried that once Youngkin's gone, you know, I'm prayerful that Winsome's going to be the next governor. But regardless, I cannot continue to be governed by fools, and I'm not going to. It's one thing to sit on the sidelines and complain about stuff. It's another to quit your job, give up your paycheck, and get out there and take a chance running statewide. And I'm all in. And I will tell you, Jeff, I heard what you were saying about Charlie Kirk. I've had so many people who are wonderful, who I know are worried about my personal safety. And they've said, oh, be careful, you know, maybe you should take the weekend off. Hell no. That's exactly what these jerks want us to do, is take the weekend off, get scared, run away, stop talking about things. Absolutely not. This is the weekend where I should do two times as much and meet even more people and try to win people over and call out the bad behavior. You know, the evil wins when we stop standing up to it. So we got to stand up to it.
Yeah. Well, it is obviously a difficult thing for many people to stand up. They feel that if they dare to express themselves, somehow they're going to be targeted. I was just talking about my friend over there at New American Arms. He's facing that right now because he has a sign outside his store supporting you and Winsome and Jason. And so we're going to talk about that on Monday at 3:05, but people are sadly cowed into fear in many cases, and then you see something like this, the murder of this vibrant young man in front of everybody. How many millions of times has his murder now been viewed? And you're right, the opposition, which is against freedom and liberty and differences of opinion, they win when people say, all right, well, fine, I'll just sit over here and I won't say anything. I mean, then the whole cause is lost at that point.
Yeah, we got to stand up against this. And I think what we saw this week was so horrific that it's incumbent upon all of us who, I mean, even, yeah, I got a lot to risk here. You know, I've already lost my job and my income, and the credit cards are maxed out. So, I got a lot on the line. But I told my mother today, I said, you know, I'm going to be all over the place. I love you very much. And if anything happens, know that I'm doing what I think is the right thing to do. I mean, I don't think that's overly dramatic. I think I just need to say it, you know, kind of to lay down the marker. But what's been shocking to me, Jeff, is I worked in D.C., and there were people that I despised. I mean, people who worked for the Obama administration that I thought, I'm not 100% sure that they're really on the side of America. And that enrages me. I've never celebrated bad things happening to those people. I would see them at the Kennedy Center or at a restaurant or, you know, at the Capitol when I was working at the Capitol, and I always tried to minimally be a gentleman. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go up and hug you and lie to your face and act like what is wrong with the mindset of so many people in Virginia and in America and the left, where seeing a young guy who I don't think he ever did anything evil or bad to anyone, he just expressed his opinion and debated with people, that they would find it okay to celebrate his death? And if you're like this lady in Chesterfield
Dot Heffron
school board, Dot Heffron at the school board, do you know you're working with children? I mean, I don't know what you say to your husband or your family at home, and that's not really my business. Of course, it's revealing of your true personality, but at least your public facing material, for her to say, call me old fashioned, I thought we used to be okay with shooting Nazis. How sick is that? What is wrong with you people? I just don't understand how you can get to the place where you would celebrate that. I mean, I could make a short list, Jeff, of a couple of people I really think are evil people. Right. And I wouldn't cry if they disappeared, but mm-hmm. you can bet I wouldn't be on the internet or out in public revealing how corrupt somebody else's soul is for saying those things in public. It's terrible.
Well, and that's the point, John. And I'm not blowing smoke here. I know you. I work with you. I consider you a very, very dear friend. Love your family and the rest of it. You love debating issues. You believe to your very core that you are operating in the best interest of our beloved Commonwealth, the people of this Commonwealth. You see the dangers of the opposition, and you want to discuss those. You want the best policies in place. I've never, ever heard you attacking people on a personal level, and I know you. I know that you would never even think about some of this other nonsense. Most of us, again, you got people that you disagree with. You even have people you dislike. You're not going to revel in their death. But let me ask you about the exposure for the issues, right? We're talking about your exposure. You're out and about, and I too would caution you and urge you to be safe and secure and take whatever precautions you need to take. But it would be great if you and your Democrat opponent, Ghazala Hashmi, could be on a stage or in a room or something and debate these issues, and it just seems as if she's got no interest in it at all.
None. I mean, she keeps turning down every offer that's made. And then I had a reporter call me yesterday who went to one of her secret press conferences. Have you heard about this? I think she's gotten sensitive about me calling out the fact that she's not doing anything and she's running a Joe Biden basement campaign and just assuming they can buy the seat by buying a bunch of TV ads. I mean, that's what they're doing. We all know that's what they're doing. So I think she's sensitive. So now they're having these press conferences, and call me crazy, but I was a TV news reporter and anchor for 10 years, and then I did public relations for many years after. I don't think I ever did a press conference where you didn't reveal where the press conference was. You had to RSVP to even be invited to the press conference. So that's what she's been doing, these secret press conferences. Reporter calls me and says, well, I asked her, John, why she won't debate you, and her answer was, John Reed doesn't really have any policy positions, and they're not very well developed. And I'm thinking, well, first of all, learn how to use Google, lady, because my website's got a whole bunch of positions on it that are pretty well written because I wrote them myself. And I have a whole Substack where I'm one of the few candidates in all of Virginia, if we're being honest, who's actually articulated solutions to the problems that Ghazala and her Democrat friends have caused us.
Right.
So it's right there on the internet, and it doesn't even make sense. If you think I'm that stupid, then why don't you debate me and show everybody how stupid you think I am? But
right.
She's lying, and I'm really getting sick and tired of it. Like, just step up, lady. Let's do 1 hour on the radio or on TV, and then everybody can make their decision. Maybe you will hold your own. I doubt it, but maybe you can.
Yeah.
So it's maddening to watch this.
It has to be frustrating. Let me remind everybody, John Reed is joining us. John, of course, a longtime host of Richmond's Morning News here at WRVA and Channel 8, and some wonderful experience. He is now the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, somebody that I will absolutely be voting for. My question becomes, John, do I vote early? Do I wait for Election Day? I'm one of those people. You and I have discussed this, right? I believe in having an election day instead of an election season, but, you know, the rules are the rules, I guess.
Well, look at what just happened up in Northern Virginia. You know, had this great candidate, Stuart Whitson. Yep. And I think maybe you talked to him. I mean, ex-Army combat officer, FBI. I mean, really nice-looking guy, very articulate, very friendly, you know. Anybody would like him, I think.
Yes.
And our guys just didn't turn out in the masses that they needed. Now, granted, that special election was happening during the summer, so I think some people didn't even know what was going on. But what I worry about is that your best intentions, oh, yeah, I'll do that tomorrow, I'll do that tomorrow, I'll do that tomorrow. The next thing you know, it's November 5th, and all the Republicans who were so fired up to vote for Trump, and the media was all about Trump every day leading up to the national election, they'll forget, you got to go vote this year, because that's really the only way to counter the really hardcore number of Democrat voters in Northern Virginia. I'm going to try to win as many of those people over myself, because I'm talking to a lot of people who've never voted Republican, and I think I'm doing a good job of winning them over, but it still doesn't matter. You've got to get the Republican vote in Central Virginia, in Southwest Virginia, and Southern Virginia, and quite frankly, Virginia Beach, pretty high, because there's just so many people packed in up in Northern Virginia. A lot of them are, you know, quite frankly, folks who've come from states that Democrats have already destroyed, and for some reason, they still keep voting for the same stuff they were escaping. So it's awful.
It is crazy. Let me ask you to share with everybody the website, John, because it's not cheap. I mean, bottom line, you need to have advertising and signs and support and the rest of it. And I just think people should step up to the plate and help you out that way, and also go out and vote early. When does early voting officially begin?
1 week from today, next Friday, the 19th. Jeez. All day is early voting, and then it's 45 days till November 4th, Election Day. So one of the assets of this is if you get the vote done early, they are able to tell us, oh, you know, Jeff Katz voted today, so we no longer send you text messages or harass you at home.
Right.
So that's pretty important. But, yeah, that's 1 week from today, and the website, and you could do what Ghazala Hashmi refuses to do, and is go check out my positions. It's johnreedforvirginia.com, R-E-I-D, johnreedforvirginia.com. And I am, you know, some people have seen these polls where I'm 3 points ahead, Jeff.
Yeah.
I mean, I just about fell out of my chair. I was like, wow, we've done it. We're getting traction. People are paying attention. We're finally beating this lady. I mean, I don't take it for granted. We got a long way to go.
That's right.
But it's funny. As soon as you start getting in the lead, guess what? The D.C. people start calling like, well, you know, would you be willing to take my phone call? And the mean part of me says no, but the practical part of me says, yeah, I better take that phone call.
Yeah, you better take that phone call. You take every phone call that's coming in. That's the bottom line. You can sort it out later on the Christmas card list, but you take every phone call that's coming in right now. John, it is always a pleasure to have you here. I am a complete and total supporter, as you know, and have been since day one. I urge people to go to johnreedforvirginia.com and step up to the plate, make a donation. You got a busy weekend ahead of you. Keep at it. Be careful. Hug your mom. Do all the important stuff. And we will talk again soon. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. We got Bill O'Reilly on deck. He'll be right up at 5:35 Monday afternoon. We'll be talking about an attack that's been launched against the owner of New American Arms in the West End because he's daring to display a Winsome Sears John Reed Jason Mieri sign outside his store And if you are looking for something great to do, Rivers and Roads Festival, yep, down that Hopewell Prince George Way is happening. It's happening this weekend. Becky McDonough is joining us from the chamber down there. Becky, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, Jeff, thanks for having me.
I love hearing your voice. I want everybody going down to Rivers and Roads. Explain to everybody what it is, where it's going to be, and how we can come and have a little bit of fun this weekend.
Absolutely. Well, you know, Hopewell is on the confluence of the James and the Appomattox River, and it's such a big body of water there that sometimes people think they're looking at the Chesapeake Bay.
Yes.
So we
yes.
want as many people as possible to come down and experience it. The weather's going to be fabulous, and right in the center of town, we're going to have a fishing tournament. We're going to have live music on Library Street, a beer garden, food trucks. And the coolest thing is a giant blow-up swimming pool filled with kayaks for kids to try kayaking.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. I love it. How much does it cost, and where am I supposed to park?
So, Jeff, everything is free. Parking
it.
Is all over downtown Hopewell, and we have no parking meters or parking meter maids. So come on down and find that, and then... the other thing is fly Fishers of Virginia are going to be down there also offering lessons in fly fishing.
I love this. And what time does it all kick off again?
Kicks off at 1 o'clock and ends at 6.
Okay.
And the chamber will have a booth down there. So if anybody needs any directions, please come see us. We'll be at Information Central.
I love it. Well, Becky, I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping to get down there. I'm not going to try the kayaking thing because, you know, people will talk. But I might give that fly fishing a try. That sounds like a great
well,
time.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes some coordination. I might give it a try myself. You and I can see who's more coordinated.
Ooh, well, you've already won, so I will cede the title to you. Well, Becky, thank you for jumping on for a couple of moments. I look forward to seeing you and the gang again 1-6 tomorrow, downtown Hopewell, Rivers and Roads. You do not want to miss it. 528, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Self high five.
There we go. My goodness, we have made an interesting week, right? I'm saying interesting with a smile, trying to stay positive, but man, it has it's been an interesting week, and it's gotten far more interesting than any of us had thought, and at least for me, far more interesting than I really would like it to be. It is a Friday, and we have made it, that's for sure. Self-high fives all the way around. Tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., I will remind you, the best weekend radio show anywhere is on this very radio station in the garage with Stan Andruski. And thanks again to Bill O'Reilly for dropping by. Truly one of the best. I mean, a real journalist. That is something that people forget about O'Reilly. People have forgotten, I think, not everyone, certainly not you, certainly not me, but there are those who have forgotten that O'Reilly is all about the truth and always has been. Thanks also to John Reed, our Republican Lieutenant Governor candidate, for dropping by. I'm going to tell you that Monday, and this may actually be news to Jeremy, but Jeremy, just make sure you're aware of this, 3:05 Monday, Tony Martin is going to be joining us. Tony is the owner of New American Arms, 6017 West Broad Street in the West End. Now, he happens to be a friend. He happens to be the operator of New American Arms, where I go and get anything and everything I need related to firearms. But he's also someone who right now, as we speak, is under attack. There are people threatening his freedom of speech. I spent about 2 hours with Tony earlier today reviewing some of this information, some of the threats. They're veiled threats, but make no mistake, they are threats against Tony and against his business. And it's because he is daring to speak out publicly on what it is that he believes in politically. Now, if this does not concern you, then I'm telling you, we got a big problem. We've just seen this week with the murder, the assassination of Charlie Kirk, that there are deranged people who now have an ideology and a philosophy, politically speaking, that says if you disagree with them, well, not only are you wrong, but you are evil, and you are deserving of death. We've never had this like this in my lifetime. I take a look at some of the people with whom I've disagreed over the years. I take a look at someone like, well, Alan Dershowitz. Alan Dershowitz will tell you he is the last real liberal in America. Because Dershowitz makes clear he does not have to agree with you. In fact, he loves disagreeing with people. He loves debating with people. That is one of the things that makes him happiest. It's one of the reasons he became a professor. It's one of the reasons he went on to be such a brilliant professor of law at Harvard University, where now they will not even allow him on campus because he dares to disagree with some of the things that they have said. Here's what I would ask you to do as we get ready to wrap things up. Number one, remember Charlie Kirk for sure. Remember the victims of 9/11, 2001. Keep everyone in your prayers, especially those little Kirk girls who now will grow up with memories instead of a dad. We will end today as we have each and every Friday since October the 7th, 2023, by playing Hatikva, the Israeli national anthem. Hatikva is Hebrew for the hope.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.